This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. My parents grew up and met in the town of North Platte, Nebraska. And over the years, I've spent a lot of time in Nebraska visiting my grandparents, so I feel a real affection for that Midwestern state. When I was home in Kansas City a while back, my parents told me about the new Nebraska state slogan, and I didn't believe them. I thought they were pulling my leg, but they weren't. In 2019, Nebraska launched a tourist campaign using the slogan, "Honestly, it's not for everyone." I laugh every time I think of it. Nebraska didn't have much to lose from trying an unconventional strategy because travelers often rate Nebraska dead last, or almost last, among states they say they're interested to visit. This slogan is a great example of the fact that it's often most effective to admit the truth. Even when that truth might not be terribly flattering or impressive, have a sense of humor, be willing to poke fun at yourself, and admit the facts. I remember that when I was writing my book, The Happiness Project, a happiness expert was explaining to me at great length how important it was that romantic partners regularly set aside a few hours just for each other, that they have a weekly date night. He kept telling me that this kind of exercise just had to be part of my happiness project, that it was an essential way to work on my relationship. As he talked, I was growing increasingly uneasy by this advice. Then I told him what I was thinking. I'm sure that's true for some people, but it's not true for me. That wouldn't be helpful for my relationship. That's not the guy I married. And I felt a tremendous relief when I said it. Jamie doesn't want a date night. And while I might enjoy something like that, I don't miss it. It's good advice for some people, but not for everyone. If I were to press Jamie to schedule a weekly plan, it could quickly become a source of resentment and conflict between us, or at the very least, require a lot of annoying logistical conversations. It wouldn't add to our happiness. Deep connection is important, of course, but there are many ways to create deep connection. There are many, many reasons that I love Jamie, and we spend a lot of time together, but he has no desire to schedule a weekly couples outing. That's not the guy I married. So often in my study of happiness, good habits, and human nature, I find myself saying, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. What works for other people might not work for you, and vice versa. My sister Elizabeth says that I can be a happiness bully, because if I think there's a way for you to be happier, I can be quite insistent. But over the years, I've come to understand that with just about every suggestion I make, I have to admit, honestly, it's not for everyone. Nebraska's slogan is memorable, it's convincing, it's funny, because it's true. I've loved Nebraska deeply for as long as I can remember. But honestly, it's not for everyone. If you want to read more about my book, The Happiness Project, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. there is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.